Me, okay.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
How do you get down there? Is there any way of getting down there without hurting myself? Are there steps there? Is that what you're pointing at? Or are you telling me to get out?
Stay away from the glowing tape.
I've seen that so much from women, that particular gesture. Okay, I'm going down here. Oh, there's only two steps. And here we are. Feeling pretty good?
Oh, yeah, pretty good. How are you?
What are you driving these days?
I drive a van.
How does she do in the snow?
She's doing well.
Dodge van? Caravan?
Yes, sir.
Yep. What kind of tires you got on it?
I don't even know.
You don't have tires on it? You're riding on the rims all this time?
Whatever came with the car. I don't know what to do.
It's hard to see what they are because they keep rolling when you're trying to read what's on the on the labels there. And what do you do these days?
I work in information systems.
Yeah, but what do you do these days?
Not much, as little as possible.
What is information systems? I know I should know this because it is, what year is this? 2000 and something. But what is information systems?
Things dealing with computer systems.
You mean like Apple IIs and things like that?
Yeah. Printers, computers, network stuff.
What part of that do you do then? Do you intervene when someone can't turn on their computer or something?
Yeah, it's usually when people are confused and don't know how to...
You tell them to plug it in first?
That's the first step, yeah. Or reboot, you know.
Reboot. Okay, and your name is?
Dave.
Dave? Okay, do you want to say who you are?
I'm Ellen.
Hey, Ellen. You know Dave?
I do. I'm his wife.
Oh, you are. How many years has that been now, then?
38.
38 out of how many?
Short. 38 short.
38, really? Were you engaged for 37 years before that, or?
Yeah, right.
Short engagement, long marriage, huh?
That's right.
The trick, you think, keep the great engagement short and keep the marriages longer?
A lot of fun. Just a lot of fun first, yep.
Where did you meet this guy?
A few parties at the lake, yeah.
Parties at the lake? Were there beverages consumed? Were you?
Just a few, yep.
This must have been back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun at the lake. Yeah.
What sort of fun are we talking here now?
Well, just the usual.
You say at the lake, what are we talking about here?
I'm sure some of these people know, yep.
Where was... When you say the lake in Racine, people think automatically going down to where?
South side.
17th Street Beach.
Yep.
Yeah, back then, it wasn't very accessible by the police, so it was...
The police couldn't get to it? That's pretty good.
Kids could go down there. It was real ice.
Probably had to walk, get out of their vehicles and walk, right? They wouldn't...
That didn't happen. Yeah, so.
Nice to have you here. We have something for you, because 38 years deserves something, doesn't it?
Sure.
Sarah?
For sure.
Sarah Nix?
Yes. How about a pair of tickets to the Racine Art Museum, which is dedicated to contemporary visual arts?
They've never been to that, I bet. Oh, well. The best we can do for 38 years, I apologize. You deserve more. You deserve a lot more. Who you are? Bill Guida, as little as possible, Kenosha. Have you got any tips for installing a toilet? Where is Bill? Oh, I can't get to you, Bill. How far have you gotten with it?
I removed it.
What are you using for a toilet now that you removed that one?
Backyard.
In this weather? First of all, you should always remove your toilet in warm weather. Your wife what?
It's harder on my wife than it is on me.
Harder on your wife, yeah. Okay. Well, you probably should have thought about putting the new one in before you took the old one out. Because I work like you do. I always work backwards, saying, oh, yeah, now I got to get another toilet.
I did think about it.
You did? Do you have it? Where's the other toilet then?
The new one? It's in the front hallway.
The new one? Well, can you use that if you, like, pull a shade or something in the front hallway? It's what?
It's still in the box.
It's still in the box. Well, how about taking it out of the box and using the box then? That could work. Okay, I'm glad I could help. I think it sounds like you've got it under control. Oh, what? One toilet job and I'm out of here? One 38-year marriage and a toilet job and I have to leave the audience. How do you like that? Okay, well, we'll come back later. We're going to play the what do you know quiz now. That makes us, your ticket tax deductible because it's educational at that point. In order to do that, we have to know who can. Yes, this is your good chance here, Rob. And how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah. What are you doing these days, Rob?
I'm a coffee slinger at Starbucks.
Oh, you're coffee. You're a barista?
Yes, sir.
Is that the male form of barista, barista?
I have no idea. The four disclaimers. One, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Two, I'll show you what 4 inches is. Three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office lines trying to play this quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Hold on. Let's see the hands of those of you who think you have the wherewithal to play the What Do You Know quiz. Come over to the aisle here. You making the most noise with your hands and extremities. Someone here, this is either too important or just important enough, I hope. He seemed a little excited to do it. Hope I'm not making it. Come on down here and be on the same level. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
Good. This seems to be important to you.
I'm a big fan.
You listen to the quiz on the radio and think I could do that?
Yeah.
Are you pretty good? Do you play trivia or anything? Or?
Nope. This should be fun.
You just know a lot of stuff?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, it should be fun then. And your name is?
Chip Wood.
Chip Wood. What a great name.
I'm the quiz man.
Is that your real name? Chip Wood. You should be an exotic male dancer or something. About that?
No.
Well, Chip Wood, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
My name is Chip Wood.
His name is Chip Wood. Come on up here, Chip Wood. That's one of the better names I've ever heard. Oh, yeah. So your parents had a sense of humor in the naming department? Is that the...
Yep, I'm Jack Wood V, so they thought it'd be fun to call me Chip off Woodblock.
Oh, that's funny. Did they name all the kids like joke names? Is there a balsa wood in your...
No, just me.
Okay, just you?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you resent that? Has this been a problem for you?
Well, it's paying off right now, so I'm pretty happy.
What are you doing these days, Chip Wood?
I'm a nonprofit executive director.
So you're not making any money at it?
No.
Okay. Well, that's too bad. Why don't you go to a profit thing? And
the work's too important.
Work, yeah. And what is the work?
We run a mental health clinic in Racine.
Oh, fantastic. Yep. Wonderful. You're a good man, Chip Wood. And what do you do for relaxation? Are you a bowler? Are you a ice fisherman? Or
I enjoy spending time with my family. They're actually here right now.
They are?
It's great to have them with us.
The Chip Wood family. All the little shavings are here. Do you have kids? Or?
No.
No? Okay. And so that's a great thing. And are you from Kenosha originally? Or?
No, I'm from Racine.
You're from Racine? That's okay.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere. And so where'd you go? Horlick or one of those?
I grew up more in the Appleton area and just moved down to Racine a couple years ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. That's great. So, Chip, you know how this quiz works?
I do.
Okay. Someone up there calls in and plays along with you and... And what else?
Well, they need the number if they want to call from home.
Well, Sarah Nix, what is that number?
The number is
262-595-2974. 297. Does that spell out
it
anything?
It does. It spells out cocky jaw pie. No
That's a good spell out thing to have there.
262-595-2974.
2974. Probably easier than cocky
jaw pie.
Jaw pie, but that sounds good. Wearing those boots, you could say that 10 times to me. Okay. What? I don't know. Let's see. Oh, the 1902 Rambler, the question is. 1902 Rambler, some of you still have these? They run forever. at flat six. That'll run forever. The 1902 Rambler was the first automobile to have what? That's the question. It's a little history question here, but it's also, of course, Ramblers used to come from around here. From here, actually. And that's the 1902 Rambler was the first automobile to have what? What was that number again, the cock?
262
Yeah.
595-2974.
Or cock your what?
Cocky jaw pie.
Okay.
With no E at the end. Pie is in 3.14.
Oh, okay, boy, that's going to be handy. Reggie from Augusta, Georgia now. Okay, cool. Reggie, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Reggie.
No, this is Natalie.
Natalie?
Yes.
Where are you, Natalie?
I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, you're in Milwaukee. Okay, I had you in Georgia. You're lucky in Milwaukee. The weather's better.
Yes, but my mom went to, in Racine, she went to Horlick.
Oh, she did go to Horlick, so this is all coming full circle, isn't it? Pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, and where did you go to school, Natalie?
I went to school in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Oh, you did, so this is very getting confusing again.
No, I know.
Well, what brought you to Milwaukee then?
My family is here and work.
Oh, what do you do?
I sell wholesale beauty supply stuff for Four Star Beauty Supply.
Do you have anything for the mail?
Yes.
Maybe 3 stars for the mail?
What, you know? No, it'd be 5 stars.
5 stars?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about beauty supplies. I think maybe the time is right.
You never know.
A little powder, a little base, a little, mm-hmm. little blush.
Bronzer.
Mm-hmm. Bronzer. The 1902 Rambler was the first automobile to have what? Do you know?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Reggie is from Augusta, Georgia. Are you? Are you there, Reggie?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
How's they got that snow cleared up there now?
We finally did.
Yeah.
But it was a mess in Atlanta.
I'll tell you. Well, you're in Augusta, though, right?
I'm in Augusta. We're just a little ways down the road, but we still got some of the wrath of snow.
Did you get caught in that?
I did, but I still had to go to work.
Yeah. You know, what was with people abandoning their cars, though? We don't do it up here. We get stuck in messes, but we don't, you know. You should always stay somewhere near your car, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, Reggie, 1902 Rambler. First automobile to have a what?
That's a good question. Maybe it was the first to have a... an actual automatic transmission?
No. Sorry, Reggie.
Good guess. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye. I was rooting for him there. Daniel's in Cleveland. Daniel, you know this, don't you?
I might.
Yeah. It was a breakthrough. Now we take it for granted, this, but it was a breakthrough at the time.
What year Rambler are we talking?
02.
The 02. 1902?
No, 2002. The first.
We're talking 2002.
No, 1902. Rambler. Yeah. 1802.
Were you listening before you called?
Rambler.
I did not.
Get offline and see if you can answer this question, will you?
Is it a windshield?
No, it is not a windshield. Goodbye now. I think they can outsmart the Feldman. On a sailboat in South Carolina, I say, that doesn't sound too shabby, Mitch.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
Are you fine? Are you luxuriating in waters, tropical waters off South Carolina?
Well, it's actually pouring rain right now.
Oh, great.
And we're just getting over the ice.
You got a top on that boat?
You bet.
Oh, that's good. So what are you doing then? Calling radio shows just to pass the time?
Well, I've got a radio, my TV's out, and I had a fight with the wife last night, so that's why I'm on the boat today.
She's back home in dry dock?
As far as I know.
As far as you know, it was a bad one then. Okay. So was it a steering wheel?
No, I was thinking a windshield wiper.
Okay, thanks, Mitch.
That's nice talking to you. Okay, maybe we'll just say we are.
No second chances here with her either. I got news for you. Hi, Mitch. Good luck with everything. I don't think we're going to get this quiz in here.
No,
in the
we
first
may not. No, we may not.
Okay, it's happened before. I'm not panicking yet. So, Fran, you're in Emporia, Kansas, I see here.
Yes.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Would you rather be in a sailboat in South Carolina? I know a guy who's looking for someone.
No, I've got someone. Thank you.
Well, you never have enough, you know, backups. Always pays to have a backup, Fran.
Yeah,
Fran,
B.
Fran, you know anything about the 1902 Rambler?
No, but I can guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Rearview mirror.
Oh, thanks, Fran. I need a laugh. Bye now. Well, we're back in South Carolina here. No, we're going to get this. We're going to nail this down.
Great.
Yeah.
I've got this one.
All right,
I've got this one.
What do you got?
The horn. It's the horn, right?
No, it's not the horn. Oh, they had horns. Horseless carriages, they had horns on them, didn't they? Those clagger horns, or they call them?
I think they just yelled really loud.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, though. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. We'll come back to the What Do You Know quiz after the turn of the century. If we get into the 20th century, we'll come back to this question. I'm sure we'll get a quiz going.
Yes, that sounds about right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is it about time to do the closing?
No, yeah. Not quite. I mean, there's a little bit of time for the guys to play since there's not quite enough time for the quiz.
Okay. We're going to get this, though.
We are. Don't worry. Yeah. There's a second hour. Hold tight.
It's a steering wheel, by the way, if you want to call in later. first steering wheel. I thought everybody knew that. Steering wheel, 1902 Ramblers, should be second guessing. First one, that's steering wheel. Ramblers. Hey, Gary, you there? Gary?
You can keep up with What Do You Know throughout the week at notmuch.com. You can listen to past shows, right, play the online quiz, and laugh along with Michael's tweets. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, that's Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is, of course, our producer international. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
Steering wheel! Thank you. TGs. That's right. Thank you.
Live from Kenosha, Wisconsin at the beautiful
the host,
Rita Talent Pekin Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's
yes,
John Tulin
sir.
On the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on drums, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's music from 1913 featuring Victor DiLorenzo, plus Almost Cops creator Don McNeil and Rustic Road brewmaster Greg York. Support for What Do You Know comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man who drove in circles looking for AMC, it's Michael Feldman.
1902. The Rambler American. Okay, so 1902 Rambler American. Did it have the first steering wheel is the question. Let's go to the phones right now. Gary, what do you think about that question? It's controversial. Gary?
I've never owned a Rambler, but I'm thinking it was the electric starter.
Okay. Sorry about that, then. I guess I didn't make it too clear. Steve, do you think it was a steering wheel or wasn't it in that 02 Rambler?
I'm thinking so. My dad owned Ramblers. He would say it's an overdrive, but I'm saying it's a steering wheel.
Steering wheel, you're right. Thank you, Steve, so much.
Not a problem.
That's a career saver. That's a career saver for me, Steve, in Springfield, Missouri, one of my favorite places to be. And how's the winter been in Springfield these days?
It's rainy and cold today, but we've had our share of snow.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that okay?
It's been pretty, sorry?
Okay with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a good winter.
Yeah. You still getting out there and doing whatever you got to do there?
part, not playing much golf or fishing, but we're doing all right.
Okay, good. Steve, this is Chip Wood.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Chip.
He's your partner here in crime. The two of you guys work together. You know this quiz works. It's cooperative.
We'll do our best.
Okay. We have various categories, don't we?
We
Sarah
do.
Nicks.
Yep, and the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
All right, Steve, you pick first one. What would you like?
Let's do odds and ends.
Odds and ends it is. Ron Burgundy's briefs. What kind were they? Local interest, these briefs.
Say it again. Ron's?
Ron Burgundy's briefs in Ron Burgundy, Anchorman 2.
Oh, God.
You know, he's always showing his underwear, or worse. Farrell. Ron Burgundy's
out,
briefs?
Chip.
What kind were they?
I think they're jockeys.
They're jockeys, absolutely. Jockey International. Put the Y front. That would be?
That's one right and zero wrong.
Fantastic. What's left there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Chip Wood?
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay. School. This is a quote. There are no parties. The campus is just one hallway with two buildings attached. What is this individual, disgruntled, talking about? There are no parties. The campus is just one hallway with two buildings attached.
That's an excellent question.
Thank you.
Steve, what do you think?
Give me that again. I'm not quite sure.
I believe he's talking of an educational institution of some sort. There are no parties. The campus is just one hallway with two buildings attached.
Sounds like Parkside.
Sounds like Parkside, he's saying. UW Parkside, where we find ourselves. Happily, I say, in the beautiful Rita. Performing
good.
Arts.
Parkside sounds good.
Parkside, yes. Of course, we don't agree with him, but that's what he said. One hallway with two buildings attached. They don't use that in their material they distribute, but...
That's two right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there?
Current events, people, places, or science.
Steve, back to you.
Let's do current events.
Current events, I was afraid of that.
Well, let's pick a better one.
Sorry. The top free iPhone app in Kenosha right now. Top free iPhone app in Kenosha. Is it Jet Car Stunts 2, RoboCop, or Pac-Man? Number one for the free iPhone phone apps in Kenosha.
Hey, Chip, don't you live up there?
I'm in Racine. We're much cooler.
Try and put yourselves in the place of an individual looking for a free iPhone app in Kenosha. Born and bred in Kenosha. What's it going to go for? The Jet Car?
You have a better guess, Chip, than I do.
Jet Car Stunts 2, RoboCop, or Pac-Man?
I'm kind of leaning towards Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is right. They win the quiz. They win the quiz.
Chip Wood, find yourself up the creek with your very own kayak paddle, along with its own storage bag and a kayak and DVD from Johnson Outdoors. Then enjoy a bag of goodies from the Educators Credit Union, based in Racine since 1937. Gain admission to the Racine Art Museum, dedicated to the contemporary visual arts on Main Street in Racine since 2003. Wear a T-shirt from the Kenosha Public Museum, established in 1933. And take a coffee break at Wilson's Coffee and Tea, Racine's best source for great-tasting coffee. Steve, you won family admission to the Racine Zoo, established in 1923 and housing 100 species from Wisconsin and around the world. Also, a basket of products from S.C. Johnson, a fifth-generation family company making leading global household brands for over a century. Then take off into the woods with a backpack, lantern, compass, and handbook from Johnson Outdoors, who've been selling innovative, top-quality recreation products since 1970, and return to civilization dining at Mangia Trattoria on Sheridan Road in Kenosha. Congratulations to you both.
Awesome.
Thanks, Chip. Great to have you here. Hang on, Steve. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing the quiz.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Chip Wood, ladies and gentlemen. Fabulous job, Chip. And a good man.